You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. How's everybody doing? It's a great afternoon when I get up and not only have one show, but I end up doing two shows. And then when I get to do two shows, it's even more of a treat. So we got to keep Kristen on for another show and then had to bring back my boy because the last time we did our show...
Yo,
Kyle Cushman was on, and we were talking about so much stuff that I was like, yo, man, come back on a Saturday, come on a weekend so we could chill, we could smoke, we could fucking talk about some shit.
We can do that.
How you doing, bro?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, man. It was like nasty hot, wasn't it?
It was
like, it's been like almost like even around the whole world, it was like seemed to be like a crazy heat wave, right?
It was like Arizona hot here in LA. People were melting, sticking to the streets and shit.
I know, it was like close to Arizona hot.
It was 117. We broke the record in LA, 117 degrees.
Yeah, wow. It was hot all over the world.
I think that's a song. I'm not gonna sing it though.
That's funny.
What do you got playing in the background there?
So we got a little of my Inflate Entertainment, but we're going to switch it up to whatever you'd like to on this Wake and Bake.
Oh, no. I didn't want to interrupt. I wanted to be enlightened.
It's kind of like when you Wake and Bake. It's like when we start every one of my Wake and Bake shows, I got to throw this on.
Okay.
It's got
nice.
That like little upbeat. Nice. Crack open up. Kristen's got... Look, everybody's got a piece today. It's awesome.
I feel like the massage therapist is about to enter.
Kyle has got his Kyle Cushman pipe. Says Cushman on the motherfucking pipe. He was ready to Wake and Bake today. You were all ready for the Wake and Bake. Hell yes.
Always.
Absolutely.
Got my hippie speedball.
Oh, yeah. Which is?
Coffee and weed.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Hippie speedball. I've never...
Way. You're gonna learn a lot from the master right here. absolutely rocking it from in high times way back in the day, and definitely putting together some good ass weed, especially one that's we've talked about is one of my favorites of Kyle's was the strawberry cough. I don't know if you've gotten to try that or have had that yet.
I have had strawberry cough before.
Oh, nice. Yes. Very nice.
Please tell us about your strawberry cough experience.
Yeah.
I like anything that's energetic that allows me to get things done. I'm really into fitness. And I actually tried it before a workout and had an amazing, amazing workout.
That strawberry cough is one of those strains that just makes you want to do what you want to do.
Exactly.
It doesn't alter your path for the day. It's like if you like to hike or if you like to bike or if you like to paint, you're going to smoke some strawberry cough. That's what you're going to want to do.
Absolutely.
I love that.
It's ultra focused.
Got to have the cough
get
off.
I love strains like that.
Oh, and you know the really nice thing is that everybody out there who knows anything about growing knows that the strawberry cough has been getting a little finicky over the years, and that's why you really can't find it in any kind of commercial sense. But she's getting cleaned up through tissue culture, and the strawberry cough is going to be back full force.
So this is, can we talk about this part?
What do you want to talk? What can't we talk about?
All right, let's talk.
I don't remember signing a rider.
All right, cool. About the culture tissue. How you could regenerate it. How you could regenerate it back to its form.
Explain
that whole thing.
I'm acting.
All right.
So the next big thing, and there's not many big things in cannabis horticulture. I mean, things are like the wind, organic, veganic. It's all as old as the wind. Tissue culture or micropropagation is prevalent in the agriculture industry. You know, raspberries, strawberries, tomatoes, the way that they propagate these things are not clones anymore. They use microcuts or tissue culture.
Okay.
And so there's several really big advantages. One, it saves a lot of space. And the main thing is that it eliminates any chance of viral diseases. In the plants. So here's a little, this is a little, getting a little deep for a second here. So when you take a strain like the strawberry cough or anything that's been passed around, to a lot of people for years. I've heard a plant scientist liken it to STDs. So it's kind of like everybody leaves their thumbprint on it, you know, and if we were all working in laboratory environments, then this wouldn't happen. But over the past 20 years, I've been growing in attics and basements and garages and barns, and everybody that passes it along kind of suppresses some of its natural immunities and gives it, if not an outright disease, it gives it a tendency or a susceptibility to mold.
It weakens
right,
it.
Right.
It weakens the original strength of it, right?
Right. And that has sometimes been referred to as genetic drift. You've heard people debate about genetic drift.
Okay.
Genetic drift doesn't exist. It's not, chromosomal changes really don't happen. What's happening is intercellular diseases and infections are preventing the plant from expressing its true genetics. And so what tissue culture does is, and I've talked to several, they're just like there's, you know, Gordon Ramsay cooking and there's McDonald's cooking. Well, there's not all tissue culture is equal. And I've talked to some people who have a 6 or 7 stage process, and they say that's
okay,
what it takes
so
in order to fully clean and get it back to the original.
And just to give an example, right, strawberries, right, use this same tissue culturing, and certain companies, we won't say what company, right?
1.7 billion microcuts a year to put those berries in your supermarkets.
1.7 billion, because strawberries is like weed. When they grow a strawberry plant, after it makes the strawberries, you got to cut it back out of the ground and you got to put a fresh one.
Okay,
right?
But you've really brought up the other big benefits. So obviously strawberries and raspberries and stuff, they don't have all these diseases because they haven't been passed around by novice growers. But what it does is, so the strawberry growers found they went from having their strawberry plants last for 1 year, which is like 3 to 5 successive crops, because that's what they do. They regenerate them. They're now getting twice as long out of these plants, because the cellular generated plants generated from the cellular level are so much stronger and have so much more plant vigor, they're getting twice as much out of their plants. So imagine now we're going to bring that into the cannabis industry, and there's going to be the variation is going to be cut down, and it's just a really interesting thing, because both models work. There are people making tens of thousands of traditional clones and commercializing it.
Absolutely.
And then is going to come
and
along.
And because let's say Canada, let's just talk about that, going legal, they want to have a system, because they're going to be growing so much weed that they want it to be consistent.
Disease-free, consistent.
Consistent, be the same quality. So then when you go to buy your weed, how great is it that if it is something you really like, that you truly know if that company is using this form of
micropropagation.
Micropropagation, that every time when it is the dankest and it comes at fucking 30% or whatever the maximum THC and flavor and color and this, every fucking time you get it, you know that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, uniformity is good in some instances.
That's beyond pimp.
If you go into a shop in L.A., you know, some people say that there's more cannabis dispensaries in L.A. than there are Starbucks.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
If you go into one dispensary in L.A.
is.
And you get Sour Diesel, and you go into another one across town and buy Sour Diesel, the chances of them actually being the same strain are probably less than 10%.
They're never the same.
No.
They're never the same.
So uniformity in this case is good, and legalization bringing on standards and testing is good. But man, you know, it's tough out there on the street for
hey,
a cannabis
Kristen,
pimp
load,
right now.
Load me up a... I want to try the mic. Did you like it?
I did. There's still stuff in it. Honestly, I tapped out before it was over.
Shout out to the Champs Convention.
That?
Where we ended up picking up these two pieces. One is an oil rig with a microphone that says on air.
It's
and
adorable.
I gotta say, that's pretty crunk.
I fucking I love it.
It's adorable.
Like I almost thought if it had like a K or something wild, you would have been all set for that one, right? I was like, oh shit, I found Kyla's piece. You like that one?
Well, that one's for flour.
It can be for oil too, but the thing, no, either one can. You could switch it.
Do you want a blend?
I like a blend.
All right.
So, Kyle,
are you a big dabber or a small dabber?
You know, you give me whatever you feel like. I'm always good with it. So, let me ask you. What do you want to jam to? What are we throwing on? Little Dead, this. What are you feeling? Tell me.
I don't know.
What are we going to bake a little bit to?
I don't know.
There is no I don't know.
I'm thinking Citizen Cope.
All right. What is it called? Citizen?
With a Z.
Cope. Yeah. Pops right up. Oh, yeah.
Find something, you know, chill. Okay. Something a little downbeat.
Here we go. Go through some of the popular mixes right here.
This is, what's his name? I can't think of the artist's name is not hitting me right now, but I've been listening to this guy for years. He's,
all right, cool.
He's fabulous.
Yeah, I always like to listen to different shit.
You know it ain't easy for these thoughts to leave me.
Hell yeah. That's cool. Let's puff it up, man.
Yeah,
so, we have a dilemma.
No dilemma.
No,
there's
no dilemma.
I think it's solvable, but we're out of butane.
Oh, we got butane. I'll handle that. Kyle, why don't you guys chat for a moment while I go handle that?
I just got a Bic right here, and I'm smoking out of my Road Bowl that was given to me by a very good friend on my 50th birthday.
Wow.
And, the Road Bowl.
The Road Bowl.
You know? It's quite colored and...
it's beautiful.
You know, it gets a little maintenance every now and then. It's not bad. Would you like a taste?
I would. I would love to try. Thank
you. There
you go. And this is the Veganic?
That is, that's Josh Wax Veganic. Good friend of mine. And,
It hits nice.
It does hit nice.
It hits nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
His signature sativa strain, Mandala, that he made himself.
So I'm assuming you are a sativa person.
I appreciate both good sativa and good indica. I call it daytime weed and nighttime weed, you know? You got to have your motivational stuff, and you got to have your nighty-night stuff.
I agree.
Shout out to Kevin Monica, thanks for jumping on. Shout out to all those guys that are waking and baking with us this morning. You got a chance to throw on a little Citizen Cope, because you guys can't hear on Facebook what we hear in here. But when you're listening to us live on the radio, which you'll get to check out these episodes next week, and then check them out on iTunes, you'll be able to see that, yeah. That sounded like some good shit.
I saw him live in L.A. a couple times at some small venues. Clarence, that's his name. Clarence. No, it's not Clarence. Damn it. I gotta pull out my phone and talk to Master Google. It seems every time you need to answer something, you just Google something.
Bring on Master Google.
You know what? You know what
ready?
I saw last night?
Are you ready for this dab?
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
It's hot. It's ready. So be careful. It's hot.
Dangerous dabbers. Dangerous dab. You know, the very first dab I ever did was in my house. My friend brought a rig over, and he literally burnt a hole in my carpet in my rental. And the first dab I ever did, and I was like, you know, this is just not really for me. I don't need to be carrying around something that can burn a hole in my leg. I'm way too much a stoner. I'm just
try it though. Just try it. Just hit,
sure, twist my arm.
Just hit it while it's on.
All right.
That was good,
tasty.
Man.
That's tasty.
That was a combo.
Did I blend it correctly? Was
you
it
did,
nice?
You did it excellent.
Thank you.
What was that?
It was four different things.
A salad. As we'd call it if it was flowers.
My favorite salad. Go ahead. What was it?
It was the Dippin' Dabs Strawberry Banana.
Wow.
Is that their CBD or is that their THC?
That's their straight CBD.
That's their CBD. And then there is a THC one that...
Oh, wait. No, actually, that one might be THCA. So you got THCA.
So this one is THC, and it is 94.84%.
Yeah, exactly.
And then this one is some kind of...
That's my cousin.
This is your cousin?
My cousin. That's the Tory Lanez new pen. 98% clear distillate.
Wow.
With our own proprietary terpenes.
And then we got
the banana.
Yes.
The Golden State Banana. Shout out to my boys at Golden State Banana winning
THCA Cannabis Cup with that.
I'm pretty ripped.
It was good, right?
I'll tell you, when you don't dab on a regular and then you decide to indulge.
You think it's nice or what? How do you feel?
It is nice. I'm no problem. I can hang.
Yeah, for sure.
Cushman's not falling out.
Especially.
I know the Cushman can hang. That wasn't even a question right there.
No, just throwing it out there. I'm just saying, I excuse me. I do like to tie one on once in a while, you know, just smoke and smoke and smoke and watch people do me my dabby dance.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And talking about the dabby dance, what else has been going on with you? Let's talk about, we didn't get to talk about it too much last show. Let's talk about the Vegamatrix. Let's talk about the nutrients. Because the last topic we actually just had on the show I had with Kristen is we were talking about Big Mike. Okay. And Big Mike, you know, doing advanced nutrients. Talking about a guy who's been in the game even when we were fucking around, Big Mike was slinging out advanced nutrients and everybody was using that. And, you know, who would ever have thought that he would be like Sears and Roebuck was? That's what I was giving an example, that Scott's Miracle-Gro is like Sears and Roebuck. They wanted to be the picks and the shovels of the cannabis industry. So they said, we're going to fucking sell them all the soil. We're going to sell them all the nutrients and we're going to sell all the lights to Home Depot. So everybody who can fucking grow could just go and buy Scott's Miracle-Gro shit and their stock is going to go up.
You're mixing up a lot of, there's been some heavy shit went down in the industry recently with, Scott's and Monsanto buying up a lot of, popular cannabis brands like Gen Hydro and Botanicare lighting companies.
Botanicare is a shit. They were all that shit.
And so a lot of people are turning away from it because they don't want to use a product that is wholly owned by a notoriously evil and scandalous company.
There are going to be people like yourself, like myself, like those who would be like that. But there's the millions of people that don't know, don't give a fuck, are going to walk into Home Depot and they're going to buy it.
Yeah.
And what it comes down to is Mike came up super big, super, super big, stupid style. And what makes a difference to his multi-million, $100 million deal? Your stuff is just as good, if not better.
Now, wait a second. Advanced Nutrients. Mike didn't sell Advanced Nutrients.
Yeah, the acquisition that Scott's Miracle-Gro owns Advanced Nutrients in a $300 million acquisition. They went around buying out Gavita. They own Gavita. They own Big Mike.
GH, Botanicare.
Big Mike.
They bought Advanced.
Why do you think he has the marijuana mansion and all his fucking baller money? Came out of thin air? Came out of a fucking massive payday from...
I didn't
Scott's
know
Miracle-Gro.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they own his wow. own that, right? They own it now. He don't own it.
Well, look,
that's
you
part,
know,
that's
I,
part of the stock symbol right there.
You know, I got a lot of things going on, and making Vegamatrix isn't really. I'm not threatened by any of this. I'm just. I can analyze it.
Talk about what it is and why you came up with it, and you know, because you did it years ago.
I came up with Vegamatrix in 2011, 2012. I started R&D.
And when you were up in Eddie's, though, you were doing vegan type shit.
I spent 5-6 years in California growing legally in Mendocino in Willits, California. What up, Willits? And literally Veganics just fell in my lap. I had a really good friend, and him and his girl were vegans. And he's like, did you know that Canna just came out with a vegan line, the bio line? And that's what got me into it. And the fact that I had to use so many different ingredients to achieve what I wanted, I just said, why don't I just do it myself? And I lucky I had the right contacts and an organic soil scientist. And it took 3 years of R&D. And so from 2011, we launched in 2014. So we're going on 5 years old now, you know, 4.5 years old. And we have a very devout following. If you go to Instagram and do hashtag Vegan Matrix, there's like 15,000 individual user posts. And what I like to point out is if you hashtag Botanicare, Gen Hydro, Advanced Nutrients, and compare the look of the photos grown with Vegan Matrix look like art. I mean, they look like medicine. There's colors and fall colors and striations and natural fluorescing of the genetics. And there's some good shots on the other ones, but...
So let me, since we're on that topic, I've been.
Sun's gonna rise in a while. In a mile, you'll be feeling fine.
So I tried your stuff now, you know.
Boom.
So he's Kyle and I have been friends for a long time. Kyle used to see me grow in my gardens way back like 15. So maybe almost 20, a long time ago.
I'm sure I gave you some tips back then.
Oh, yeah. So Kyle used to think I was a pretty bomb grower back then, hydroponically. And I had my own teas, and we always have our own special teas. And thank you, Amazon, because even like fucking 15 years later, I order all my old school shit, and it's still there, primed right to my fucking home.
You can get Vegan Matrix on Amazon.
I bought it on there.
There you go.
I bought it on there, dude. Myself, I bought your shit on it. It was perfect.
We're getting ourselves into another trap now with the whole Amazon John Bezos thing and Amazon not paying any taxes. Federal taxes. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's like who do you shop with anymore? You know, it's like,
you know, hey,
everybody's so unscrupulous.
All those things happen, but you know, it's a convenience, and it shows up the next day, and I didn't have to roll in. I get all your shit, everybody's shit. It's fucking great. So, regardless, let's get back to what we were talking about.
Irregardless,
I got three lovely ladies, beautiful plants outdoor that I've been using. Shout out to Fox Farm using their Big Grow in the veg state with my own mixture of other, you know,
micronutrients
and leonardite and other kind of cool.
Fox Farm's the next one to get bought up by them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then I, you know, been hanging out with Kyle, and he gave me filled a wine bottle with his Vegan Matrix.
Came over to my house. I was having a barbecue with friends.
We were having a barbecue and hanging out. And he goes, I go, yo, man, you got any of that? He goes, I got something put it in.
He's like, grow juice.
Wine bottle. I got my grow juice right from Kyle. And I
showed off my pouring skills too. I did it like right in the living room over the carpet. I'm like, after 30 years of growing, watch this.
Yeah. Yeah, like a master.
I think I dropped a drop.
The pour master. And then, and then I took it home and I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to keep my same special tea, you know, and I put fish, you know, crap and seagull and different things.
Go on,
and
piss
stuff
on
like
it,
that.
Do whatever you want.
You know, all these different things that I use in my tea that keeps
baby
them,
diapers,
that keeps
you know?
Them lovely. But then I just switched out my grow with the one with Kyle's, and the leaves definitely got darker. I noticed definitely some stuff that happened for sure.
It's health food.
What about foliar spraying with that? Can you do that or no?
Oh, absolutely. Five mils a gallon of that grow as a foliar.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And you can mix. You can put some microbial tea with that, and you make what's called a biofilm.
Yeah, so
on the outside of the plants.
You know, Liquid Karma. Remember that one or no?
Sure, I've used it all.
Yeah. I throw that one as micro. Do you think
Liquid Karma is a decent product, except that it's owned by Monsanto now.
Oh, God. You get wild about every single one. And then I use that fish mix, you know, and then I also use one called Fossil Fuel. Do you remember that one?
Fossil Fuel, that's a bad one. That's carcinogenic.
Really?
I promise you.
Really?
Yes.
It was made out of lianidite or something like that? Like, it's a humic acid?
That's what they're telling you what's in it. It's the other ingredients, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And what does it do to the plant?
It's it stimulates a certain type of hormonal growth.
Okay.
And but it's done with a petrochemically derived, synthesized growth hormone.
But what does it do to the plant? And what's the negative effect? Like, well, you know what I'm saying? We're saying that it gives it, what, stronger growth or something? But it's doing it, like, chemically that's not good or something? Or
I don't want to be too specific because I'm not... There's a whole lot of these bud hardeners.
Sure.
And that's what I'm assuming this fossil fuel is. It might not be. It might be another liquid. I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But you want to stay away from... artificial growth hormone,
sure.
Bud hardeners, but I mean, bud hardener. I mean, just become a good grower. Yeah, learn how to grow hard.
For sure. So, what's the other thing that you have though? You have the grow, the bloom, but then you have a micro, like a blend. What's your whole? You have a kit. Right?
I got the whole line now. I got two new products coming out, which is going to fill out my feeding chart. For the last number of years, I've been recommending people buy, quote, any commercially available microbial.
Yeah.
So now I got my own microbial coming out. It's called Phyre, Phyre.
Uh-huh.
And it's currently in registration under OMRI and CDFA. And that should be out by the end of the year for sure. We're doing a show in November, the big cannabis show in Vegas. And we're going to be debuting it there.
So one of the guys wanted to let you know that... your magazines taught me how to cure his cannabis, Kyle. He said it was those High Times magazines that taught me how to cure my cannabis, so thank you.
He goes,
I learned I don't smoke my cannabis till it doesn't smell like it's once out of the smell, it's good. So I guess these guys are giving you shout-outs on
thank you.
All the tips you got in the many years you wrote for High Times magazine.
Thank you. Well, you know, that brings me to a thought on the back of my head that it might be a good time to make that little announcement.
Yeah, it was a big announcement. And because of that, Kyle, not just because of that, because we've been boys for a long time and definitely a needed add-on to Purple Haze Radio, the Kyle Cushman Show will be airing every week in different times through the week, but a new show every week airing where Kyle will have control of his hour and do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Yay!
It's going to be your daily caneclectic cocktail. You know, I'm just going to... excuse me. I'm going to bring on a panel of breeders one day, and one day I'm going to bring on a panel of local entrepreneurs or who are making their way through this crazy legalization transition, and one day I'll bring on a panel of guys who are still dealing with the gray market. The quote unquote, now they're calling it traditional. See, this is really hilarious. So the black market is now traditional. I think that is just like, that is rich right there.
You gotta love it.
You know?
You gotta love it. Wow. That's for sure.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about all kinds of cool things. And yeah, you know, I learned something really interesting the other day, and I'm gonna find out if they want it publicized or not. You know, there are these pop-ups going on in LA. You know, weed pop-ups. Have you heard about this?
I have heard.
Yeah, I've heard about it. And they're actually having them all over the country. It's not just like a Cali pop-up thing. They're doing them in Vegas, New York, this, like fucking everywhere.
Well, and do you know why it's happening?
Well, because now they're regulating a lot more.
Right.
And people can't just roll into the dispensaries and backdoor and sell shit that they've been doing it for 20 years. So now the only way to get rid of the product that wasn't destroyed... in the 300, destroyed in the 300.
Okay, now wait a second.
And when Kyle says, but you know what? Bad people didn't do that. But Kyle, do you know that in the law, because they were so gangster, they said that you had to videotape the destruction of all of that merchandise and that cannabis control will come into the dispensaries to go look at the video of everything.
Look, if you want to fly, if you want to fly to the moon, if you're going to fly me to the moon, I want to inspect your shop. Okay, I want to know maintenance is being done too. I ain't got no problem with that, and I'd also like the entrepreneurial spirit of.
I'm not saying traditional, the pop-ups aren't fucking cool,
traditional,
bro.
Traditional America, you know?
America lives on the black market.
Most of
middle class, different classes, all classes of America got their little side hustle. I don't care.
Everybody's got an Uncle Vinny.
Who the fuck you are?
Yo, you know my Uncle Tony. Don't buy those tires.
Listen.
I know my cousin Vito?
He's going to fuck you up. You feel me?
Hey, let's not get too stereotypical on the Italians.
Yeah, you both went East Coast Italian for sure.
We're a product of our environment. What can you say?
We're funny. We're the Jews of the tribe.
Right.
We're the fucking tribe, motherfuckers. That's what we are.
The Jews of Brooklyn.
Exactly. That's how it goes down.
Loud and proud.
You know it. That's going to be a great show.
I'm really looking forward to it. And so my first one I'm going to do, I've already decided, is on local entrepreneurship. And I'm having a good friend come on who is going through the fight right now, setting up, you know, a legitimate cannabis business brand in LA, which is, sure, it's the hottest market, it's got the most money, but, you know, it's a lot more regulated than Dubuque, Iowa, or, you know, someplace out in, you know, people complain a lot. It's hard to get along with the city, and you know you got projects in the works, my friend, and you know how it is. So I'm going to bring some people on, and I'm going to try to enlighten everybody on what it's really like to be going through it.
Absolutely. So, aside from that, let's talk about my boy, Mr. Wax. Let's talk about Josh Wax for a second. We brought in a nice little container made in glass, and the second he rolled in, I remember, because he literally came, he was him, his dad, everybody, they've been up in our place a bunch of times on Sunset when he was first hustling this stuff. And
he's
doing
a sweet guy. He's a hard worker.
He's a cool
and
guy.
And he grows veganic. So he has saved my life.
He loves Kyle. When I brought Kyle up at some point, I remember during the thing, I think he almost, like, when I said how we used to know each other from the farm and all these years ago and shit, I almost saw the kid, like, start, like, fucking, like, you know, like, almost like he was like star blown away that a personal story was going to be told.
He's young and he's inspiring.
Because I think he was trying to grow your shit or something. He brings it. That's what it was. He goes in and brings it. All right, I got to get a call for this and that. And I'm like, oh my God. See, I hit the mic. I was all fucking wild with that. Because I'm thinking to myself, I've had the cough from Kyle, the fucking original strain, in like the early 2000s, right? What was it, like 2003, 2004 or something? It was a long ass time ago. Maybe the 90s, actually.
Could have been 99, 01.
Yeah,
actually,
the 90s, yeah. When it came to the old school tribe, when you want to talk about the first secret cups? You want to talk about the first fucking secret cups? That shit was in the 90s, actually. Now let me rewind. It actually is the 90s. That's fucking wild.
30 years growing.
And Josh Wax comes in with this strawberry cough to me.
Come on now.
And I've grown it for so many years that when I first grew it, because I was the original motherfucker to get it, been blessed by the pass out of that, you know I was going to be super critical on it, you know, but he tried. But I told him, I know the man himself.
Look, he's got a lot of, he's a very opinionated, he has a lot of theories about growing.
His terminology is great.
He's got a lot of theories about growing. And he
used the word, which I'd never had heard before, was, you know, you could say it's peppery or season this. He came up with terminology like it was bready, right?
Bready?
He goes bready.
Okay.
And I said to myself, bready, right? I was like, who refers to something that you smell bread, like, kind of thinks me a mold or something, whatever, like, says bready as a characteristic of weed? And I was like, oh my God, I was like, this, my boy here needs some help. It doesn't smell bready to me, though.
No.
But we'll try it.
Yeah, I'm high on it right now. I'm really thankful to our boy Josh Wax.
Shout out.
And he's the one who turned me on to the pop ups too. And maybe he'll be my pop up reporter.
Nah, I'll get you into them. Why don't you just go to I got you to Pop Up Central. We both know multiple secret
Pop Up Central
secret. Yeah, every Sundays there are secret sessions and big pop ups that are like. You want to go to those.
They're so fun. It's so fun. Honestly, she's gonna go.
She's going to go and she'll go and interview and have a little HD Zoom. You could go with her a couple of times and roll around. It'd be fun as fuck. You should do it for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I hear there's one like every night.
Well, there are sessions everywhere. Really,
but there's ones like every week that are known that 1,000...
But is a sesh a market or
both.
Is a market
yeah,
a sesh? Is it the same
both,
thing?
Both.
Yeah.
It's both.
Booths.
You hang out. There's music.
DJs, all kinds of shit, whatever. People chilling session and buying shit and trading and like having a way for the smaller entrepreneur to make a small living. It was almost like when the dead used to follow. And you used to do the parking lot scene, and everybody did their hustle to make some money.
So where do they hold it?
You got to be in the group. You got to be in.
But is it in a building or is it in a parking lot?
Outside, different places, inside, all kinds of cool ass places you would never think of. And then 1,500, 2,000 people can go fucking do their thing. Happens every Sunday. It's been going on for years in multiple places all over California.
Yeah, I know. I know about a few of them that have gotten shut down too.
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely.
So I'm wondering. I'm just new to this. Maybe they're not going to want to advertise. It should just be word of mouth at the moment.
It's very spontaneous.
Yeah.
I like to function spontaneously with my social media for sure. When I go live, I never really announce. I just am like I'm live and that's somewhere.
That's the best way to go.
Especially if it's something like that, I don't.
That's how I like to do my gardening work.
That's what I want to do.
I like to go rogue style. I just like pop up. I'm there.
Rogue,
here I am.
Rogue correspondent for PA, for PHR.
For
sure. So that's perfect.
I like it.
And now that we're getting towards the end of the show, Kyle, you want to give anybody a website again? Anything to reach out to you?
I'm working on the new KyleCushman.com website. Hopefully we'll get something worth mentioning up soon. But definitely...
Shout out to my boy Kevin where his balls are in the house. I hope some weed's in the house so you can be smoking some of that shit. And at least you're listening to Purple Haze Radio and taking some time off on a weekend to do what we got to do for sure.
Just chilling.
Chilling like Bob Dylan.
And looking forward to starting up the Kyle Cushman Show.
Absolutely. So thank you, Kyle. And we're going to be launching that real soon, so just check out Purple Haze Radio. And then, Kristen, you got an Instagram for anybody out there that want to
get in
touch with
you? Yes,
you
can follow along at Kristen Rail. It's KristinRayl.
Perfect. Thank you guys for coming on and waking and baking with me this fine morning. And thank you for all the great nugs and that definitely good... good oil combination. Shout out to my boys again at the Golden State Banana and all these other groups, and hopefully you guys got your shit together and you got your companies registered so all these tourists that get to come into town get to try all the favorite shit that we love here in the wonderful state of California. Absolutely. Where you guys in it doesn't matter what state you're in, you get Kyle's Vegan Matrix. If you want to grow and if you want to check out a little bit more about that, is that on KyleCushman.com or does that have its own separate website?
VegaMatrix.net.
VegaMatrix.net. Check it out. Really
good
shit.
See, Susie, I got it in.
All plant-based, healthy, some good stuff to try, absolutely.
Yes. All the products, except for two, are registered.
Can we announce?
Omri and...
Can we announce that seed thing or no?
The seed thing. No, because I don't know the name of the website yet. When I start the show, I'll have all my sponsors all in line,
all sponsors
written on
line.
A nice little card. I won't have
Absolutely.
To remember it when I'm stoned and dabbed
we'll
out.
We'll keep them organized. Absolutely. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kristen, so much. And
thank you, Andrew.
Whatever you guys are doing around, wherever you are in the world, I hope you're waking, baking something good and smoking something good and trying to remember that there's always something good and positive out there to remember. To have a little bit in your life and makes you a little bit happier and no matter what it is, and if you can't find it, well, there's that really beautiful green medicine that just sitting right there in front of you, or down the street, or with a friend, or at a dispensary, or not too hard to access. Just smoke a little weed and have a great day. My name is Andrew Pizzicalo, CEO of Purple Haze Properties and Purple Haze Radio. You guys have a blessed and wonderful day, and we'll see you on the next Waking Make Show. Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.